welcome to Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Portoriel, and I have been under the weather. Yes, I have. I was supposed to have done a live show on Sunday. My apologies. I wasn't able to do the live show on Sunday. I'm going to reschedule it because it was going to be from a ministry standpoint about taking back what the enemy stole. So my apologies for having to cancel the live show on Sunday. But if you know anything about migraines, I have been suffering from a migraine for the past few days. So in this last hour of feeling somewhat like myself, I said, let me get on. Let me try to, you know what I'm saying, give back what I took away from my audience. But I'm going to reschedule that show about taking back what the enemy stole. You know, it's about your relationship or your marriage. So I stay true to my relationship brand. But I got something for you today. So hey, y'all, hey. Oh, Lord. So, yeah, guys. So we have another one. We have another one. Yes, we do. We have another one. And it's captioned, I need some honest advice. Okay? It is from a wife. So, we're going to give her some honest advice. That's what we're going to do. We're going to give her some honest advice. We're going to use our moral compass. We're going to use some common sense. We're going to throw some compassion in there. We're going to talk to her woman to woman and wife to wife. And the goal is to, even if you can't fix their problems, which you can't, you know, to allow somebody to experience some hope, you know, some hope, or to allow her to see that whatever you're feeling, you ain't crazy for the most part, right? Again, welcome to Talk That Talk. My name is Angela Portoriel of Diva Speaks Relationships. And we are going to get into it. But before I get into it, if the show is approved, I have a brand new talk show, televised talk show that airs this Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Access 21 Spectrum Cable and AT&T. U-verse. A brand new episode of the talk show will be airing, if I get clearance, this Friday night. And it'll also be on my Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel. So, with all of that being said, y'all want to hear the letter? Let's talk about it. Again, I'm going to use some common sense. I'm going to talk to her woman to woman. And the goal is to administer or dispense hope in her situation, because she got a situation on her hands. Okay, so let's get started, all right? Okay, so here we go. All right. My husband had an affair 2 years ago. Immediately told me, and we tried to work it out. Kudos to you for trying. I ended up divorcing him because he kept going back and forth between me and the mistress. Fast forward 2 years and he has moved back home. He is still communicating with the mistress via text and occasional phone calls to her work for business purposes. I am trying to rebuild our relationship through counseling and God, but man, I feel really stifled. I've become severely depressed and I have severe anxiety. The unknowns and the lack of communication about our relationship is daunting. I get to the point that I plead and nag him to talk to me. It makes him uncomfortable if I talk to any of my exes, but it's okay for him to talk to his, and I should drop it. There's no affection, warmth, love, or care for me. I try to make sure that he is taken care of physically, emotionally, and in every way possible. However, I do at times think I'm crazy because I will go from loving nice affirmations for him, and when he doesn't respond or reciprocate, I get so upset and start asking if I've done good, if I've taken care of his needs, if the house is satisfactory to his liking, if he likes me or wants to be around me, because I honestly don't know that he does. Today, I feel deep disgust for him. I don't understand how someone could be so cold and heartless towards someone they love. Whew. 2 years. So if you're just tuning in, I'm going to just kind of recap and just kind of say out loud what I think are the main points. Her husband had an affair 2 years ago. He told her immediately. They tried to work it out. She ended up divorcing him because he kept going back and forth between her and the mistress. Fast forward 2 years, he's back home. And he's still communicating with the mistress. Look, let me be the first to say that I think you did the right thing. I think you did the right thing. I do. I think that I need you to focus on what you did, okay, right now. You did the right thing. You tried to make it work. You put forth the effort. You didn't want to abandon your marriage because what you deemed at the time was a mistake. I get that. But then you say you ended up divorcing him because he kept going back and forth with the mistress. And then here we are, according to you, 2 years later, he's moved back home and he's still communicating with her. And he refuses to cut off communications with the mistress that you ended up divorcing him behind. And here you are, my good sister. You're the one pleading with him to communicate with you while he refuses to stop communicating with her. Okay, I'm going to say that again. You're pleading to the point of nagging him to communicate and fellowship with you while he refuses to stop communicating with her. So let me switch gears for a little bit. You know, on this journey that I've been with Diva Speaks Relationships, I learned that my gift was restoration and rebuilding and encouraging people to try to work it out if possible, and allowing the trouble in your marriage or your relationship, again, allowing the trouble in your marriage or your relationship to be the transportation that you use to get to where you need to be and want to be in your relationship. You know, sometimes trouble has a way of manifesting, you know, all of the cracks in the foundation and exposing them so that you can fix and repair or rebuild if possible. And in this journey of restoration, that I've learned that we have certain terms that we use for people like your husband. We call them prodigals. If you know anything about the Bible, we all are familiar with, if you are of a particular faith, the prodigal son, right? So the prodigal son was one of two sons that threw away his inheritance. He left home. He did whatever he wanted to do. And then once he was broke, busted, and disgusted, he decided that he wanted to come on back home. And when he came back home, his brother was he was just done. I'm just paraphrasing. But his father welcomed him back with open arms and embraced him. So I'm using that story to let you know why, when it comes to ministries and groups that are about restoration, we call the spouses or the ones in the relationship who are acting a damn fool, we call them prodigals, especially when they walk away and they stray away as your husband. I'm going to call your husband a prodigal, but I'm going to call him a prodigal who has not learned his lesson. Unfortunately, you allowed him to come back into your home, into your life, and into your bed without any consequences of bad behavior. I'm concerned that he came back even after the divorce. You divorced him behind the same woman. And he came back doing the same damn thing. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. Even if he's not sexually involved with her right now, there's still an emotional connection that he refuses to sever in order to salvage the relationship with you. I'm going to say this once again. Even if, which is unlikely, there is no sexual relationship between these two at this time, he is still cultivating a relationship with her while he's sabotaging the relationship with you. You're begging, and this is what I'm going to reread that you wrote. You said, "There's no affection, warmth, love, or care for me." You said, "I try to make sure he is taken care of physically, emotionally, and in every way possible." Why are you the one putting forth so much effort? You don't talk about anything that he's doing for you. Now, I know this is not supposed to be a journey of tit for tat, but I am very concerned that you are exhausting yourself behind this man who is really giving you nothing but disrespect and right there in front of your face. I talked about a few days ago knowing when to excuse yourself from the table, okay, the symbolic table, when what was presented to you before is no longer being served. He's no longer serving affection, according to you. He's no longer serving warmth, according to you. He's no longer showing care or love for you. These are your words. Do you understand what you're saying? You're saying that this man who committed infidelity in the relationship, in the marriage, who you ended up divorcing behind the same woman that he refuses to sever ties with to salvage his relationship with you, is no longer serving you affection, warmth, love, and care. I'm gonna just be devil's advocate for a second, okay? Think of it like this. If there was ever a conversation that you could be privy to in his communication with the mistress, do you think she has the same experience as you? Think about it. I'm gonna repeat again. You said that he is not serving you. He no more affection, no more warmth, love, or care. Do you think if there was an opportunity to have a conversation or to be privy to the conversation with the mistress, do you think she would say what you've said, that this man is no longer showing her affection or warmth, love, or care? No, my friend, it would be the exact opposite. Because I think he's got it twisted. He's supposed to be exhibiting that behavior to her. You're supposed to be the one receiving the affection and the constant affirmations of love and reassuring, you know, that he is committed to the success of the relationship since he was the cause for the demise of it. But you're not getting that. You are getting his backside to kiss, and I don't promote that. That is not what I'm about. Because you see, I don't care how holy we can get or how ministry driven I would like for this to be, I know that in the greater picture of things, God does not want you to suffer abuse in your covenants. That is not what this is about. This man is neglecting your emotional needs. He's disrespecting you in your own home. He's refusing to let go of this woman. And that is the danger that I used to say back before I ever had a talk show. That is one of the dangers in starting an affair, or when you decide that you want to explore your sexual options outside of your commitments and your covenants. Because one time, all it takes is one time. You don't know how it's going to go once you get up off that bed, once you've had your wet one, once you've given him or her their wet one. You don't know how things are going to go. You don't know if you've just activated the mind of a serial killer or a stalker, or you don't know what it's going to activate in you. Was it so good you can't get enough? Was it something that you just really, now you have a craving for that you just refuse to stop and that you are willing to risk it all just to have more of what you wasn't supposed to even sample in the first damn place because you're in a covenant. That is the danger with stepping outside of your relationship. And I hate to bring fiction into this, but to prove my point, do you guys remember that movie Fatal Attraction? Do you remember the movie Fatal Attraction? Do you remember when the character Michael Douglas, when he decided that that woman that he met through his work, they went out for drinks, and from drinks at the restaurant, his wife was out of town with their little girl in the country visiting her parents. It took that one time. And from the scenes in the movie, oh, it was hot. It was everything. That woman went damn crazy over that man. He got his rocks off. He got exactly what he went into it. He got it and he was ready to dip. But once he stepped outside of his marriage and then he got in between the lady parts of this woman wasn't ready to let it go. That's the danger of stepping outside your relationship when you think that you know, you're just going to take a little sample of this or you're going to do that and you're just going to be out. You don't know how things are going to go. Getting back to you, he's still communicating with the mistress, text messages, phone calls, and here you are begging for his time and attention. I need you to really think, how do you see yourself in this marriage, in this covenant, in the next 5 years, if you continue this route, if you keep accepting this behavior? Where do you honestly see this relationship or this marriage? Is this the type of marriage that you want to continue to be an active participant in? Okay, because I don't want to be harsh. I just want to dispense a dose of reality. What's the old saying? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. The first time that you discovered that he had been unfaithful to you, you were a victim. You were, absolutely. Since then, you've discovered, divorced, and now doubled back and allowed him back into your life. And you are totally aware of what's going on. It's not behind your back anymore. It's literally in front of your face. So you're no longer a victim, my sister. You are a willing participant. Hello. I'm going to say it again. You are no longer a victim. You are a willing participant in this. Because you keep allowing this to happen, the disrespect and the continuing of his affair with this woman, even if it's not sexual, it's emotional and it's more than what he's given to you. He has failed you. He has failed you. He has dishonored you. He has disgraced your vows, your marriage. I can only imagine what you're going through right now. To have that be a constant reminder that this man is choosing another actively and daily over you, even after you saw it, to forgive him and to welcome him back. I think that's the problem sometimes with accepting people who have messed up, it's not a mistake anymore, it's a choice. I think that's the problem with accepting people back, if that's your choice. Is that if you don't really get all of the information, and I always say you cannot restore and rebuild without having all of the information. Were you aware that he was still in contact with her and still had some type of a relationship with her when you allowed him back in your home? And I wonder what were the set of circumstances that were created or that evolved that he needed to come back into the home? Why isn't he living in her house? I mean, you are divorced. What's the problem? You cannot fix what you are not willing to face. Nothing in life. That goes for relationships and everything else. If you're not willing to face that this man, your husband, is probably in love with her and has a soul tie with this woman, an ungodly soul tie? Well, is it really at this point because you're divorced? I'm just saying. He has a connection with her and he is constantly causing you pain. Why hold on to something that's causing you this much pain? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? How much pain and suffering are you willing to have behind a man who is not giving you anything but hell? And you're feeling like you're feeling. No woman deserves to feel like that. You deserve better, baby. Trust me, you deserve so much better than this. This is not what covenant, this is not what marriage is supposed to be. And this is damn sure not what restoration looks like. It's not. You say, I'm going to read it verbatim, what you said. You said, I am trying to rebuild our relationship through counseling and God, but man, I really feel stifled. Keywords, I am trying to rebuild our relationships. It takes two. You say you're trying. You didn't say anything about his efforts. That concerns me, and I need it to concern you. I am trying. I'm going to say that again. You said, I am trying. Why is he not trying? You're severely depressed and you're suffering anxiety. This is not love. This is torture. This is trauma. You said the unknowns and lack of communication about our relationship is daunting. Why is it unknown when he's back in your house in your bed? I mean, why is there a lack of communication? And if there's so much to talk about with that heifer, why the hell is he not over there? Sometimes you got to let that person go and be with the person that they are breaking their neck and breaking your heart behind. I'm going to say that again. Sometimes you got to let him go and let him be with the person that he is breaking your heart behind. Baby, he ain't worth it. He ain't worth it. I'm going to coin this phrase. It gives me no pleasure to say this. I will be fair. Right now, you got yourself a no good ex-husband. Why are you trying to be a good wife to your ex-husband? You can't want him that bad. You can't want him that bad. You can't want something or something so bad to the point that it will be to your demise. You can't. It cannot. You know, and this is what I used to say long, long time ago when I first started my podcast. I used to say, how bad do you want what you're asking for and what you're working towards? I mean, do you want what you want? This thing that you're focused on, that you're locked in on, or do you want what God has for you? Do you want what you want, whatever has your attention right now, or do you want what God has for you? And baby, you got to be willing to face the reality is or could be that they may not be one and the same. Do you want what God has for you, or do you want that? Do you want what God has for you, or do you want him? May not be the same thing. You're free to choose. You got to love yourself more than that. He's not showing you that he cares. He's not showing you that he loves you. He's not showing you that he's in it. And again, once you allow a person back and there has been no consequences for his actions and he's still holding on to that heifer, girl, let him go be her headache. Let him go be her headache, please. Let her be the one suffering from anxiety and depression. Let her be the one that's getting cheated on. Let her be the one to help him in whatever crisis he's in that brought him back to your house. Let her go, let him be her headache. I promise you, it gets better after the pain. And, you know, I'll say that, you know, God can work it out. God can. Matthew 19:26 tells us that through Christ Jesus, all things are possible. It does tell us that. And if that is your desired outcome, then you got to get out of the way. You got to let him go. Because ain't nothing God can do with that while you in the way and you trying to work your magic on him while he is fascinated and absolutely entangled with this woman. She's going to reap what she sowed. Trust me, I literally wrapped up taping for an episode where I got a 2-page letter from a mistress. Very detailed. The journey. And when I tell you that good sister is reaping what she sowed, ooh, she's reaping what she sowed. She wanted so bad to be the wife. She wanted to be the wife. She wanted to trade places with the wife. Not understanding that when he got with her, he wasn't looking for a wife. How do I know that? I know that he wasn't looking for a wife because damn it, he already had one. And I know that he wasn't looking for a wife because in the 2 years that she'd been messing around with this man, he hasn't made her his wife. So he wasn't looking for a wife. She got what she wanted in a way, but it wasn't what she expected. And I say the same thing as a source of encouragement to you. Girl, let her have him. Let her have him. And I know that may hurt. I know you probably are in love. I know what it is to be in love with a man who see no wrongdoing in how he's treating you. I know what it is to be in love with a man who refuses to change his ways. I always tell you, I'm a woman of a particular age, baby. I got some experience under my belt. But with that experience, I have learned some things. And when I tell you, let me give you the cliff notes. Let him go. Let him go. Take your hands up off of it. Take yourself out of the situation. Remove yourself completely. Then you'll be able to see a lot more than what you're seeing now. She didn't win. She ain't getting nothing. And if, listen, by the way you're getting treated, if this is the way he treats his wife, baby, you ain't lost nothing. You have lost absolutely nothing. I need you to pick yourself up. I need you to really have a good, long, hard cry and just cry it out with God and ask him to help you release him, that former husband, to help you let it go so you can move on and be healed and be happy with your life. Because if that is all you have to look forward to, you got yourself nothing. And she will get exactly what she deserves. If you're just now tuning in, I'm wrapping up a letter that I got from a wife who husband stepped out on her. She tried to work it out. She ended up divorcing him, but somehow 2 years later, he's back with her in the home. But he still has a relationship with his mistress that he refuses to cut off and cut this woman out of his life. Meanwhile, the wife is begging him for affection. He won't talk to her. He shows her no love, no warmth. She's doing everything she can. She says she's nagging him. She's pleading with him to talk to her, and he refuses to do so. Meanwhile, he's loving up the mistress and doing everything he can to secure that relationship while sabotaging and damaging the woman that used to be his wife, whose household he lives in right now. That's it. I'll conclude with this. How bad do you want him versus how bad do you want what God has for you? And you may have to come to terms with they may not be one and the same. I promote restoration and reconciliation and rebuilding. But there is a point where even God says enough is enough. And I don't promote anyone staying in an abusive relationship where it damages you emotionally and mentally. This is not good for you. And you have to remember, even from a biblical standpoint, the Bible tells us that no good thing will God withhold from you. This man is not your good thing. This man doesn't even realize how much he's hurting you. And if he does, he's not even doing anything to change his ways and to offer you any source of comfort. He is not your happily ever after, at least not right now. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to hold on to the word of God, because God is like the the one source, our Heavenly Father, that will help you get through this. This is an awful situation to be in. I know that you're hurting. You're going to have your days, your good days and your bad days. Like you said, today you feel total disgust for him. Tomorrow your heart may be overflowing with emotion and you may have a flood of memories of where you came from when times were good. But understand that is the past and that you need to make sure that you're taken care of. And allow this trouble to be the transportation that you need to get yourself to a better season in your life. That is what my hope and prayer for you would be. Now, I need y'all to pray for me too, because I've been suffering from a migraine, guys, for days. So in this moment that I felt better, I know that I canceled Sunday's live show, which was about taking back what the enemy stole and recognizing that your season is coming of restoration, but understanding you got to be smart about this thing. You got to be willing to uncover everything that needs to be uncovered before you reconnect and attempt to restore something with a spouse, or you'll find yourself in a situation like our dear sister right here, regretting it because you moved too fast, too soon, rushing the process and ruining the results. Because what good does it do you to try to reconcile with a person who is still in the relationship with another person? It doesn't. So again, my name is Angela Portarreal. Don't forget that this Friday, there should be a new Diva Speaks Relationship talk show that airs on Spectrum Cable, AT&T Uverse, and Access 21, as well as my Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel, as well as this Thursday. My ministry airs live broadcast on satellite TV, 7 different channels, too much to talk about. It's all over my social media pages. If you have satellite television, you can find me. I'm all over Roku. I'm all over cable and satellite TV. So you guys have yourself a wonderful and blessed day. I will go and try and feel better myself. Okay, toodles.